All righty then. We have a temperature right now of 33 degrees at 67 Main Street. Let's check the temperature of our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
It's normal.
Okay. So anyways, yesterday, you know, it was funny. I went and got my car washed, so I get the underneath clean from all this. And as I was driving north, all of a sudden the cloud cover came down. And it was like 33 degrees, and there was that mist. It didn't get below freezing. But it was pretty amazing. It seems the further north I went, the worse it got. And then when I drove back down south, it was okay. I don't know. That just surprised me. I didn't expect that misty rain yesterday.
You know what? That was all part of the system that actually went through on Sunday. Remember when you reported the rain and the wind? That was all part of that, and it's not through either. Today, I didn't call for any rain today, but I think we'll have some showers tonight as that same system to our south comes north. We'll be in the low 40s, partly cloudy today, some showers tonight, dropping to 30, and you may say, uh-oh, that's trouble. Well, it won't drop to 30 until the showers are over, but that still can mean, especially for you, Marshall, be careful tomorrow morning because it could be a little bit of black ice around. Now, Wednesday should be a nice day, partly sunny, 45 to 50. Another front goes through Wednesday night with some rain or snow showers. That will move out Thursday morning and then sun and clouds, and you could change breezy to windy. The wind is going to pick up Thursday, 40 to 45. The temps will be dropping into the 30s. On Friday, sunny and cold. I originally thought low 30s, may knock it out of the 20s. And then the weekend storm. Still on the slate. It is still in the Pacific Ocean. It will not come ashore until tomorrow. The models will get a better handle on it then. But we are expecting snow to develop sometime Saturday afternoon and move out Sunday. And all indications right now look like we will get heavy snow. That would mean 6 or more inches.
Yes. Well, we've been living on the edge, you know. Snow, a certain amount of snow, sleet, freezing rain, snow. Yeah, we've had a lot of cancellations and school closings. I think we were six, but most of them were for tricky road conditions after snow turns to sleet or something. So if this comes, this will be the first major snow that we have.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of winter it's been. And we'll see, you know. And you know, following the storm over the weekend, it should get pretty cold again. So I think, you know, the days of sitting back and watching 60s and 70s for now are over.
Okay. Well,
sorry about that.
Well, so, hey, it had to happen sooner or later.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's face it. Right. And I mean, today is what? The 14th. So it is mid-January. And I kept telling everybody I thought that we would have our worst weather from the middle part of January into the early or middle part of February. Let's see what happens if that works out. But that is really about it. There wasn't too much going on yesterday. Yesterday was a nice, quiet day, and I'm hoping that today will be likewise.
Yeah, well, I think this morning I'll take my other car, because what I do is I take it to a car wash, and I run it through twice to get the, you know, those undercar things going, to get all the stuff off the end of the car.
Right.
And I try to do it after a snowstorm or ice storm and before one. That way a car is not going to rust away, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to do. I think it's a good thing to do. I mean, it's like everything you own, maintenance. Huh. Just take care of it, and it'll last longer. You know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I try to take care of all my camera and audio and video equipment. You know, I'm always cleaning it, making sure, you know, that it's nice. I even do that with my vacuum cleaners. You know, like every two or three passes, I'm talking about, I should say, two or three jobs of the vacuum cleaner. Mm. I will always not only empty it, but I'll turn it upside down, make sure there's nothing stuck in the rollers. And if there is, I take it apart, get everything out, clean it, put it back together again.
All right. So I've been waiting to spray a little oil on my shovel. It does work, by the way.
It would probably let the snow slide right off it.
It does. Even heavy wet snow. It just works better. But you don't want to do it too early because the bears will come and eat your shovel.
Right.
They won't eat it. They'll drag it away and lick it to death. But anyway. All right. So then we've got actually from now then through into the weekend. It doesn't look like the best weather, but it doesn't look like the worst weather until Saturday and Sunday.
Right. And I'm thinking along the lines that we're looking at late Saturday. Okay. So it's not like, you know, get ready because it'll be coming charging in here by 12 o'clock, you know, afternoon. I think it'll be late Saturday night, which is probably going to be the bulk of it, and then it'll taper down Sunday morning.
All right.
Whole weekend.
Boy, I tell you. You know, I was when I was home yesterday afternoon, the great thing about Amazon Prime and Netflix, some of the documentaries they put up on there, and it was a documentary on the greatest man-made disaster in California that happened in this country, where over 700 people died, about a dam breaking in California. And it was, I didn't like the way the documentary was put together. It seemed kind of chintzy to me. They didn't do a great job. But the pictures, and when they showed the history of what led up to this dam collapsing at 12:30 in the morning one morning, and a 150-foot wall of water went down this valley, and within about an hour and 10 minutes, it actually reached the Pacific Ocean. That's how far and how strong it was.
Right, you never underestimate the power of water.
No, it was interesting, and something I learned when I don't know if you ever went through the Hoover Dam or not.
Yes, I did.
And when I went through it, and I even checked late a couple of years ago, you know, there's still cement curing inside that dam.
Yeah, along with a few bodies.
Yeah, because it that much cement with that much pressure, it heats up. I didn't realize that'll probably be another 25 years till all that cement is cured 100%. I never realized it took that long in days like that. So. You learn something every day, Pat.
Yeah, that was a beautiful tour, by the way. I remember taking that tour. That was a beautiful, beautiful tour. I was very impressed.
You know, when I went, the tunnels were, you know, that they you walk through. There was the water coming through a little bit every day. Was that way with you?
No.
Oh, yeah. I went when I was a kid. And then you see all those generators. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you say to yourself, could you imagine these things failed?
I know. It's just... It really was an amazing thing, and you know what happens when you stand on the top of that dam? If you try to pour water out of a bottle off that, it'll come right back up because of the wind flow. It's pretty cool.
Very interesting. Yeah, I didn't stand at the top. Did you?
We walked the top. Yeah, this was back in 1959. It was still a hotbed of fun for people. We stood at the top. Yeah, we did. My dad wasn't there, of course. My dad was working in Lake Tahoe, and so he didn't go. But Mom carried us everywhere. My mom even drove us through Death Valley in an Oldsmobile station wagon. Because she wanted to go see Death Valley. So we all piled in an Oldsmobile station wagon and drove through Death Valley.
And that wasn't much to see either, right?
No, we were all upset because even though it had air conditioning, it was air conditioning back in the late 50s. And when you were in Death Valley, it was like 110 degrees. So all we did was complain all the time. And there was no place to stop. You know, so anyways. So, but my mother was great. My father drew the line when she wanted to take us to Alaska, and she wanted to drive on the Alaskan Highway. My father finally drove it. He said, Lee, it's not a highway. It's a dirt road. So anyways, well, that's it for us this morning, Pat.
Well, thank you for traveling.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll follow the forecast for this weekend.
Okay. Good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.